Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And then check us out on Facebook. All the great video stories about animals. Oh, there's just some really good ones. You just got to go check it out. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And golly, it is second Sunday of the month, which, remember, next week in October, it'll be the third Sunday of the month is when Dr. Nels and Linda will be back next month. And but today, this month, we're on our regular schedule. So it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. And gosh, I think we've got wide open phone lines, do we not, Nathan?
They are completely open, so if you give us a call now at 425-373-5527, we can get you into the show nice and quickly.
Yeah, all right. But since we don't have anybody on the line, we're going to take advantage of that, and I'm bringing up your newsletter here, Dr. Nels. So, now, this newsletter, it's an email newsletter. It comes out the first Sunday of the month. So this came out last Sunday, and it goes to members only of your group, correct?
Right. There are a few people who got grandfathered in because they've been getting it so long before you even had memberships.
But
most everybody nowadays is members.
Now, if somebody's listening and wants to get the newsletter, can they join the group now? Or?
Well, you know, it's a great question. Because there's no charge involved except a membership, and it's not, you're not paying for any kind of service. There's no diagnosis or treatment. So I think people could still decide if they want to, you know, get a membership just so they can get the newsletter, and then they can do free workshops, which they're free. You know,
right. And it only costs $10, right? $10 to join the group?
It's just $10, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, because of this injunction, which we haven't talked about this week, but, you know, I'm unable to take any cases in Washington right now. So
do you want to, as long as we're on the subject, you want to explain that now or share whatever it is you would like to share with us about
that?
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's probably a good time. And that is that the... I just, as of Monday, just got a notice from the state. It was signed by the judge. Took months for that to happen. But anyway, it's called a permanent injunction, which basically means I can't, and this is the wording, I can't provide any kind of veterinary services in the state of Washington. So I can't practice veterinary medicine. Their definition of it, not mine, because as you and
I was going to say, because you can't go to your vet to get neuroenergetic balancing.
Yeah, but okay? That's not the way
they don't do
the
it.
Law,
it's not
really.
Part of veterinary medicine. So how they're able to do that? I mean, I'm going to not let Martha get started here because this is
Yeah, it's just the way the law is written up. Basically, if you charge money and you do something that's supposed to help an animal get well, that's a bad thing. So. So that's the situation. I am appealing it, and you know, and somewhere in the next several months, we'll learn whether that worked, because I think my argument is a good one. But if it doesn't work, then it's the way it is, folks, and it's a big unfortunate deal. By the way, I can work with people. I haven't been enjoined from.
You can work with humans.
Right. So, and once again, everybody who I work with has to be a member. So, It's just that I can't be
I
providing
now I
those.
yeah okay now so I'm getting that's this I you know I get my creative thinking. What if now I don't know that we know the answer to this, but what if instead of you working on an animal remotely intuitively, which what you do because this is energetic, you don't put your hands on animals in Washington State anymore. You work with us remotely. But what if instead of working directly with the animal, what if you worked through the human?
Well, if I worked, when you say through, if I work to balance a human's energy.
No, I mean, no, you putting to having them put their hands on the animal.
Oh, no, that's
and
see,
you
that's,
work through them.
That's no, that's part of that would fit their definition of.
Oh, so yeah. That wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I thought,
yeah.
That might work. I mean,
no.
Anyway.
Now, interestingly enough, because it's only in Washington, if somebody wanted to drive to Idaho, they could. But that's a long drive, people.
Right. But
so,
we'll
yeah.
figure something. And see, the private group is supposed to make this not happen sort of thing. But unfortunately, when this all went down, for some reason, the powers that be really didn't look at the case and the information. And then I think the powers that be changed in midstream. And so anyway, we're hopeful that there will be some positive outcome to the appeal process if someone really looks at what's going on here.
Right. Yeah, we can say we're hopeful.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not going to hold my breath, however.
But my advice to you would be, if there are any of you that are not members of Dr. Nell's private group, that you get on board right now. Get on the website, healingministryforanimals.com. You can sign up through the website. It's only $10 to join. And get that membership now, because that may make a big difference in the future. And again, you'll get the newsletter that way and can take the private classes.
Yeah, they're free workshops, so I'm not charging anybody for anything, and we're not diagnosing or treating anything in those workshops anyway, so it's not practicing veterinary medicine. So
cool.
That's different. And then if your animal has a problem, and if you live in Washington, well, you can drive to Idaho, I guess.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we just won't go there, because otherwise I'll get all upset. All right. So going back to your newsletter, nice newsletter. Was that you? One of the things you posted was video of you treating a 17-year-old Leia, a dachshund. And well, I enjoyed watching it. I hadn't seen the video for a long time, but it's a video. And that you have clips of you working on this dog in the KKNW studio.
That's right.
When you were on Julie Forbes' show.
Yeah.
Anyway, Julie had a show about animals on KKNW for a number of years. And you were a guest. And anyway, it's really kind of fun. If you haven't seen this video, you might want to watch, because it actually shows Nell's in the studio with Julie and Leia, the dachshund's on the table here, and all the microphones and everything. So if you want to see how all that works, it's in this video.
Yeah, it was a good video, and it was a great result for Leia. And she went on for a good little while more. But as you know, eventually the dogs just get old and wear out, and she eventually went down that road. But we got her going for a while. That was fun.
Well, and at seven, even making it to 17 or beyond, that's quite remarkable.
Yeah, it's an accomplishment in itself.
Yes. All right, and so now then the newsletter also is talking about these free classes that. Are coming up. And now I know you've got one of the first classes this Wednesday evening, and then there's one 2 weeks from Wednesday, but you said it's going to be the same class each time.
Right.
You're going to
I'm
going to
actually repeat the class, because after I got to working on it, I thought, I have to go way deep in the weeds to take up very much time on this fight or flight number one. So I thought, I'd rather just put it all together in one and not get too deep in the weeds and have people falling asleep on me. So we're going to keep it a little more action-packed and exciting.
All right. Now, I think you limit registration. Are the classes full or are there still openings?
There are still openings. This one, because we won't have to critique you so much like we did with the how to reset your own animal thing.
Yeah.
This one, I don't really care if we get, 20 people or something. Right now, the first one's about a dozen people already, and we haven't got any. Oh, I think we have one signed up for the second one. So, and yeah, and this the of course the fun thing is we're going to be showing you how to reset yourself. I mean, and that's
Yeah.
very important because
Well,
that
and
will
I'll
also help your
probably be
pet
in
too.
both. I'll be there this Wednesday and I'll probably be there the next one too, just to do it. Just, the more you do it, the better you
Yeah,
learn it.
right. Yeah, a
So
lot of
sign me up.
times.
So if you are already a member of the group, all you have, what do they have to do? Just go to the website and say they want to join the
Yep,
class or
just
what?
drop me an email. If you don't have my email for some reason and you're a member, you should have it. But if you don't, you can go through the website. And if you're not a member yet and you want to join, just say, I'd like to join and sign up for the course. And then, yeah, we could have you do that. And you can learn how to reset yourself and get it out of fight or flight whenever you want. It's a
And
great thing.
then, if there are others, if you're listening and you're not a member of the group, we've decided it is okay for you to get on the website and join the group now, in order to get the newsletter and the free classes.
Right. That's that because that's all free stuff anyway. And
Yeah,
it's
and it only costs you 10 bucks, so I'd say do it like right away. Okay,
And
then
that's healingministryforanimals.com.
that would be the website. All righty. And then you have a wonderful lead up to this month, September's affirmation. Would you like to explain that to us?
Well, basically, we get where we are with our health picture at whatever, stage of life we're at and whatever health picture we have. We get there, as a deliberate thing by our body responding to the world. And that's from day one when you're conceived on up to this moment. Your body has been responding to all kinds of things. Might be chemicals in your mama's body when you were just in formative stage. It might be stuff happening when you were a child or stuff happening when you're older. Could be car accidents, emotional traumas. But all of those things, your body has to make responses. And as those responses pile up, eventually they can result in things that you might say change your health picture for real. This affirmation is all about getting back to square one. And the way we do that is we have to acknowledge that everything my body does is a perfect response. And that's the affirmation. And especially if you have bad health, as you see it, then you definitely want to get this stuck in your mind and your heart and your gut. Everything my body does is a perfect response. It's not making a mistake and it's not falling apart. It has been adapting for the purpose of your survival up until this very moment. And so you can change that by changing what you eat, what you drink, any other way of getting substances into your body, smoking or whatever. You can change how and what you breathe. You can change your sleep habits and how much and what kind of physical activity you do. But the most important thing is worth all those others combined is how do you control your thoughts and especially your feelings about the thoughts that you have? And we all think all the time. So, to me, that's the thing that I focus the most on because that's where you get the most bang for your buck is what are you thinking and how are you feeling about it? And so I will be addressing more of those issues in later issues of the newsletter as well as I have in past ones. But the starting point is realizing everything my body does is a perfect response.
Yeah, I'm just going to add to that, my kind of mantra and the first spiritual lesson I learned 40 years ago, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. You correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I see this working is most of us, if our body, say, gets a cold or we have a pain somewhere or something breaks or we got something wrong with our body, most of us would go into a negative mindset of this is bad.
Yes.
We'd be mad at it. We'd be sad about it. We'd, you know, it would be a negative mindset. Well, keeping in line what Dr. Nels has just explained and what I told you about thought directing energy, see, we are powerfully creative with our minds, and we don't know, we're just learning that. So this affirmation, when you do, everything my body does is a perfect response. So you're going to be doing that regularly, but I think it would be equally important to do, say you get that cold. And I had forgotten about, see, I could have used this last night when my head's clogging. I'm thinking, why am I so clogged up? Oh, it's the smoke and yada, yada, yada. If I'd have remembered this, see, I could have shifted my thinking and gone into everything my body does is a perfect response. Everything my body does is a perfect response. That would shift all of the energy and change it up.
Right.
Now, it just reminded me of a story. You know, I'm a yogi, and my guru is Paramahansa Yogananda, who was sent here, you know, back in the 1920s, I think, from India to help us understand the similarities between Eastern and Western religions and bringing everything together, that sort of thing. But anyway, phenomenally gifted teacher and healer. And what he told a story of when he first, you know, was sent over here. Well, he first of all didn't speak English, and he was sent over here anyway. And it's an amazing story. If you haven't read his autobiography of a yogi, the story is amazing because he didn't speak English. And so he had to ask his guru, you know, could you help me with the language? Well, by the time he rode the boat over here, he was speaking perfect English. But anyway, he tells a story of how he would, whenever he went out to do presentations and talk to a crowd or at a party sort of thing, back in those days, everybody were smokers. And so he said, you know, he would go and do a talk like this, and then he would come home and all his clothes and his hair would smell like smoke, and he'd feel really awful, and he'd have a reaction, and it was terrible. And so that happened a few times. And so then he said, what he did is he said, you know, he sat down, he meditated, and he realized, you know, God is everything. God is smoke. And as soon as he brought himself to that revelation that God is smoke, so it's all God, his reaction went away. He was never smelled it again. He was never bothered again. Problem solved. So it's a similar kind of situation. He shifted what his mind was doing, and it completely changed it. So isn't that a similar situation?
It is, and I just love that. It gave me goosebumps when he said that, because that really is the essence of this, is that yeah, it's part of my philosophy that everything's perfect. And so, yes, even the smoke-filled room is perfect in its own way. And yes, God is in everything, so God must be there too.
Yep.
No exception.
So I'm remembering that. I'm going to change. I'm going to do my everything my body does is a perfect response. I'm going to remember that when I got to get after the show, go out and do Sunday chores and scoop poop and all of that. I'm going to be out in smoke. I'm going to take advantage of this. And I got my wake-up call now because I missed the boat last night. I could have been doing this. So the affirmation is, if you don't have the email, everything my body does is a perfect response. All right. I think we have done what we can with your newsletter for the month.
All right.
And we do need to take a phone call. However, if I do that, Nathan's not going to be a happy guy. So let's take care of advertisers. And then Sue and Bothell, we're coming to you to work with Jody, Joy, and Zoe. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. Oh, and if you want to get in line, we still could do another phone call or two. 425-373-5527. We continue. More phone calls straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen with Vertical Energy uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are halfway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're going to get back to our remaining caller, but we've got time if you want to get in. Now would be the time to call, so we don't run out of time, but local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And of course, we did hear from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. And Linda, your website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. So that's where people can check you out. But you work, you actually have an office here in Seattle at the Interspace facility, and that's the old Rainier Brewery.
Right.
But you also work remotely, mm-hmm. Like we do here on the air. So people can come to you in person or can work with you remotely. You continue to offer, a free introductory session, right?
Yes, I do.
So all people have to do is call or text you at the number we give, and you would be delighted to work with them off the air. And on the air here, it's kind of like, you know, you guys tune in to what's on there and deal with the surface, but it isn't like having a private session where you're not restricted by radio time. Okay.
Right.
So it is a longer process with a client when you're in person or working off the air. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. It's not just one release usually. I mean, it sometimes you never know. Just one release is all you need, but it's really, it's an opportunity also for people to understand more of the kind of thing that Nels is talking about, which is, what does this actually mean that I'm having this feeling in my body? Because we do have a lot of negative storytelling that we do about our health and about our life. And it's a helpful opportunity to let people know there's another way to think about this. And if we change our thoughts, we can change our experience.
Very good. So get ready to write. Even if Linda's worked with you on the radio show, you can still have a free session off the air. All you have to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty, then let's not keep her waiting anymore. Very patiently in Bothell. Sue, welcome back to Animal World.
Hi there.
Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. My stepson was here, and the kitties didn't freak out. They got along pretty well with him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And so they've been doing pretty good, but I was afraid not to get them tuned up. Because you don't, these kitties.
All right. So, Dr. Nails, you know Zoe yes. and Jody Joy, so you can tune in. And what's going on with you, Sue? How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm taking one day at a time. And
yeah, I know it's a tough time.
Yeah, we had a nice burial service, just me and my stepson and stepdaughter and her husband, and it was super. So
wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. And I would say I think you sound stronger to me this month, and than you have. So, are you ready for your work with Linda?
Sure.
All right, Linda, you're in charge.
Okay.
All yours.
Well, hello, Sue. Let's do this. Just think of a beautiful blue sky. Just thinking the sky is blue. And then bring a person. Set that aside and bring a person into your thoughts. Someone you've been thinking about a lot. And then focus on the feeling of grief, setting that person outside your thoughts. You're focused on grief. We're going to replace grief. Replacing grief with the feeling of desire. Desire and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And just taking a nice deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes over to the right side of your forehead, taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can, releasing that breath and replacing it whenever you need to, thinking desire three. Desire three. Desire three.
Perfect, Sue. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise, relaxing your shoulders and neck, and bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And let me find an affirmation.
I'm sure there's one somewhere.
Okay, sorry. Digging around. I know silence on the radio is the worst, but that's, here we go. So this is going to sound interesting. So the affirmation is, I am honest. I am honest.
Yeah, that's a new one.
And so the energy of honest is about feeling comfortable enough in the world to be honest, especially with ourselves. Whenever these words come up, it's usually about something about ourselves. So just being honest with ourselves about whatever it is we're thinking about or trying to figure out. And this is not brutal. This is like gentle honesty, just like you're your absolute best friend telling you something that you really need to hear. I am honest.
All right.
With myself.
Wonderful. All right, Sue, you got it?
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling Animal World.
And yes, we did get Jody Joy.
Oh,
well,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, Jody and Joy and Zoe, and everything okay with them, Dr.
Yep,
Nails?
It seemed to be a pretty standard, just a little reset they needed.
Perfect.
All right. All right, Sue, thanks for calling Animal World.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, that affirmation made me think of something. So I'm just going to ask now, because that's the first time that that affirmation has come up. I am honest. And your explanation was really good about that. But now I'm going back to Dr. Nels's newsletter. Because remember, I don't know, last month, month before, sometime, the affirmation of the month was, I embrace the feeling of truthful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, is that doing the same thing that I am honest type thing? Or is that?
Well, they're different vibrations. All right?
Okay.
But there's some similarity in the fact that a lot of it has to do with what we're telling ourselves. All right. But okay. You have to realize each word has a very significant energetic imprint.
So the different word in those affirmations really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Energetically.
Right.
All right. That does make sense. Okay, folks. So we could take another phone call or so. We do have to do current events, but not off going on there. And so let's take care of advertisers. So that is done. If you would like to have a quick session for you or your animal friends or both, now would be the time for last call. 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. We're going to take care of advertisers, then we'll come back, some current events, and we will continue our discussion unless somebody calls us. So there you go. Animal World continues straight ahead. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your sunny morning with us here on Animal World. Are we organic and fresh, you guys? let's see. We did hear from Natasha Venter. She's our medium and communicator and general psychic gal, does personal awareness coaching. She'll be here with us next week, and it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha. So I hope you can join us. Plan to call in with questions for either of us or a personal reading with Natasha. And you can check her out at her website, which is intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. And she does a podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. You can find the podcast on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter, the letter I and C, the for intuitive clarifications. Natasha Venter IC on YouTube. And then she does private readings as well. And if you prefer to call her, you just give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And remember, Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle is available to help you with her sound healing, chiropractic, and acutonics. And I don't know what I'd do without her. I so enjoy our sessions. And she can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or call her at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We had someone take the request here and give a come in for our last caller. You know, this doesn't have to be our last caller. We'd probably be able to sneak one more in if anybody needs us. 425-373-5527. Other than that, we are now going to head back to Seattle. And Sam, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hello.
Hey, Sam. How are you doing?
Hi. Good, good.
What can we help you with?
So I have a little rescue, Zena. She's a Yorkie Chihuahua. I think she's about 7 months. I've had her a little over 3 months, and what I found out is she had never been outside of an apartment before I rescued her. She did grow up with two older Chihuahuas, so she's doing really well bonding with me and in the house, and she likes other dogs. However, she's extremely submissive with other dogs, but she is aggressive and very, she just barks, goes off when strange people come up to the house or are in the house, unless I put her in her crate. I have crate trained her, and she calms right down, but I just feel like maybe she's got a lot of fear built up in her that maybe we could take a look at.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it looks like you gave Dr. Nels a good enough description of Zena that he's been able to make a connection, because it looks like you're already working on her.
Yep.
Is that true, Dr. Nels?
Great. Yes, I have already started the tune-up here. It's an interesting one, just as an aside, because so much of what I've done today has been up in the rib cage and the upper neck. Well, this is way up right behind the ear, and then way down near the tailbone practically. So it's a little bit of a different thing going on, but we're going to get her reset, and we'll see what else I learn as I do that.
Okay.
And as always, the owner's energy may have something to do with what's going on with the dog. So it's good to have Linda involved.
Sure.
Absolutely. And just so you know, Zena, I see, you know, as a behavior therapist and trainer, I see a ton of Chihuahuas mixes, Chihuahua Yorkies, Yorkie mixes, all those guys. Okay. And always on their list is the kind of barking you're describing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Very, very, very common. And if you think about it, you know, Chihuahua Yorkie types, they're small little dogs. And so everything, you know, other humans, other dogs, pretty much everybody's bigger than they are and can be threatening and all of that sort of thing. And if you're in a dog suit and you feel threatened by something or scared,
absolutely, yeah,
then in their mind, they figure the best defense is a powerful offense. So yeah, if I feel threatened and I'm in a Chihuahua suit, I'm going to act as tough and as nasty as possible to convince who's ever threatening me I'm too tough to mess with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not an unusual problem. You know, and I can absolutely help you, you know, resolve it. But, you know, we're going to need to see what happens with the work that Dr. Nels is doing, because that might help calm down, especially if it, you know, stabilizing the nervous system and so forth.
Right. After hearing other
generally
people.
Speaking, what we do in terms of altering that behavior is A, we have to control the barking, and then B, we have to change the way she feels about stuff.
Right.
So if you want to, you could call in again next Sunday, because Natasha will be here. We can get some intuitive reads about her, but I would have more time to talk to you about how to work with this.
Okay.
Than we have today. But okay. Anyway, the good news is that Dr. Nels has found stuff to work with Zena. And unfortunately, it sounds like before you got her, she's only 7 months old now, but prior to that, she didn't get any real good socialization. And
I'm
so you,
that,
a lot
yeah.
of critical stages were missed.
I think that was the situation. Yeah, she was very isolated. Yeah.
But it's good for Dr. Nels to say, oh, there's a lot to work on. He's still working on her. So
okay.
I consider it really good news when there's lots for him to work on.
Okay? Well, I've heard from other people's experiences on your show that it sounded like this was a really good place to start. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited.
And
yeah.
the second problem that's usually on the list would be house training.
So
you haven't mentioned that.
Well.
How are you doing okay in the house training department with her?
As long as I stay on top of it, I've noticed like we have a pattern. If I get on the phone or if I'm distracted, that's the only time mistakes happen.
Okay, well, so those are the two most common problems I see these little dogs for, barking and house training. So just know there's tons more we can do, but I don't want to run out of time.
Okay.
And we want Linda to do a session with you, Sam, you know, so that you aren't feeding the problem in Zena. Ooh, reminded me. Let's have Linda remind me that I have a Zena story if we have time for it. Okay.
Okay.
So Linda, Sam, you're ready to work with Linda, right?
Yes.
Okay. Linda, you're in charge.
Hi, Sam. I'm going to have you think of a beautiful blue sky. You're just thinking the sky is blue. And I apologize to everybody. I'm going to need to find a date. And maybe Nels can explain about what dates mean when I'm looking for one.
So as she's looking for that, sometimes the doorway into where the energy is stored in this pattern that needs to be corrected is very much tied to a specific date and sometimes even a specific time. And so it takes a little longer for us to find those when we're doing this work. Hmm. All right.
Looks like she found it.
And really interesting, this date is in the future, just a few months. December 21st, 2024. So it doesn't mean something specific is going to happen on this date. There may be something you've been thinking about that's about around this time, and it doesn't matter. Just think the date.
It's also
December.
That's right around the winter solstice.
December 21st, 2024, just thinking that date, relaxing. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of fulfillment, and the number 2. Your eyes are closed and just looking directly in front of you. Your breathing will be to give a big exhaling sigh and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting the breath back in as soon as you need to. You're thinking fulfillment too.
All right, Sam, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. Do a deep sigh, exhale, and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. And you can take another breath, another sigh out, hold it out as long as you comfortably can, repeating that process, all the while thinking fulfillment two. Fulfillment two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sam, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, thinking December 21st, 2024. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking that date. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of self-pity. We're going to replace that and we're replacing self-pity with the feeling of good. So now you're focused on good. Good and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right, rolling your closed eyes to the right. And taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking good, three.
Sam, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you roll your eyes over to the right. Taking a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can, letting it out and replacing that breath whenever you need to, repeating that process, all the while thinking good, three. Good, three. Good, three.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Sam, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then returning to December 21st, 2024. And that is complete. And so now I'm looking for the affirmation. I embrace the feeling of good is your affirmation. You'll want to think that a lot. Say it out loud. Write it down. I embrace the feeling of good. And just look for all the good that's in your life right now.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
Anything important else to tell us about Zia?
You know, it was a very interesting tune-up because there was absolutely nothing that I did on the left side of her body.
All the contact points
were all on one side. Mm. So that tells me how out of balance poor little Zina was.
Yeah, so we might want to repeat this process for a while, and you can call in every month. But next month, it'll be the third Sunday.
Okay.
And remember, you can call in next week for more help with the behavior stuff. But I want to tell everybody the Zina story, okay? This goes back to my days on Como, Slam Dunk Radio, full lines, whole show. I have 3 minutes to do a line, and then boom, 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 boom. Okay, gal calls in. Just went to the shelter, met a beautiful cat, loved the cat. Cat was real friendly, loving, brings the cat home. Once she gets the cat home, the cat gets really aggressive and starts attacking her. They're a very aggressive cat. So in the process, I said, did the cat come with a name or did you name the cat? She said, well, I named the kitty Zina. Well, even way back then, this had to be back maybe in the 90s. Okay. So even in my mind popped in Xena Warrior Princess. So I said, hey, let's do an experiment. I want you to change her name. Now you find something similar that has a different energy attached to it. And I said, all I want you to do is change your name. So let's see what happens. You call me back next week. She calls back the show the following week and she says, Martha, I did what you said. And her name was Zina. I had named her Zina. I chose Venus instead, goddess of love, Venus. She said, you know, the instant I changed her name, that behavior changed and she's not been aggressive again. And she reported in for months and years after that, said it never came back. So in that one case, solved everything changing the name. It was a cat, though. But, you know, you never know. It popped in and I wanted to share that with you.
That's interesting. And energy is energy, right?
Exactly. So you can think about that, but then call me back next week and we can talk more, okay?
I will do that. Thank you so
much. All righty. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty. Next week, folks, is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha, and general psychic readings if you want one. So be sure and be here for that. Dr. Nels and Linda, thank you so much for being here. Anything you want to leave us with, either one of you?
Well, stay tuned for whatever goes on with my weird situation with this.
Yeah, and join the group and join the classes.
Yeah. Get involved. And
I'll see you this Wednesday. The class this week is Wednesday from 7 to 8. But to be involved in the Zoom, you got to join the class. I mean, join the group, which you can do at healingministryforanimals.com. Linda is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And her phone number for a free session is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then I guess you can all shift your energy to the Seahawks and help them win today. Doesn't that start around 1 o'clock, Dr. Nels?
Yeah, 1:05 starts. 1:05.
All right. And Gino, we all love Gino. God bless Gino Smith. I just think his energy is extraordinary. So let's root for it. Nathan, thank you so much for everything. Linda, thank you. Dr. Nels, thank you. I hope you all will join us again next week. And be careful. Remember, it's smoke out there, not clouds. Everything my body does is a perfect response?
Yes.
My body does is a perfect response. So that will keep us more balanced with that. I will be doing my homework. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.